Vanessa Williams is with us. Vanessa does marketing, media, and for the Reserve Bank. Now, as of today, the 1st of July, the Reserve Bank's new debt-to-income ratios are going to change the game for property buyers. The new ratios will cap borrowing at 6 times household income for owner-occupiers to curb excessive debt and enhance financial stability. Now, the new rules will help people avoid unmanageable debt. However, analysis of average asking prices over the last 12 months by realestate.co.nz reveals significant variations in the household income required to buy a home across the Motu. Vanessa Williams with us from the Reserve Bank. Vanessa, tēnā koe. My name's Dale. It's great to have you on the program.
Thank you very much for having me.
Kia ora, Vanessa. You know things I struggle to understand. I'll get that out straight away. But that's okay because, you know, we're on a learning curve. All our peeps trying to understand the financial market better. And so a new debt-to-income ratio as of today. How will it affect those who are hoping to buy a home? It seems as though it's discouraging them from getting too deep in where they obviously can't afford it. So what's the situation from your end about the new debt-to-income ratios as of today, Vanessa?
Yeah, I think that sometimes these things can look a little bit, you know, challenging or a bit scary. And look, the reality of it is that these things are coming into effect so that our whānau don't get into a place where they can't afford to service their debt. So when you look at it and thinking, right, how does this affect me and my family? Well, you've got to go, okay, our household income, and a lot of people have asked me, is it just what I earn? It's not. It's what everybody in your household earns as well, and it's also before tax as well. So you've got to take that number before the tax man comes, add it all up together, and then you times that by 6. So that basically gives you, if your household income is $100,000 and you times that by 6, that means you can probably purchase a home for around $600,000. The only other catch on that one is you want to make sure that you haven't got too much debt to your name at that point as well. So the likes of perhaps car repayments or credit card debt, because you have to take that off that total number. But look, you know, when you're looking at the averages right across the Motu, the average household income here in New Zealand is about $126,000. And to purchase a home in New Zealand with these new levels, you need about $120,000. So the Reserve Bank has modelled this on an average of what people are seeing right across the Motu. But, you know, I'll tell you, like, the beautiful district of Kawerau in the mighty Bay of Plenty, they have actually the most cost-effective area where actually you only need $60,000 in your total household to be able to purchase a home down there.
Yeah, thank you for breaking it down. I was just talking with, you probably know, Anthony Ridinui from the ASB. And Anthony, we were just talking about financial literacy and how a lot of us can end up going through school. I think it was the case with me too. You know, I didn't understand financial matters and just sort of plugged away. And many of our people are just like that. You know, it comes and it goes. But so trying to get this new regime and trying to place them and how it might affect them or encourage them to buy houses is part of the reason we're having a corridor today. In many regions, the significant gap between household incomes and what's required under the new DTI is likely to be challenging. And, of course, well, you can buy a house seemingly, and we have less income per household, Māori, than most, don't we?
Yeah, and I think that that's where these types of conversations or these corridors are really important, because exactly what you're saying, and, you know, I've just got two children who've come through school and I'm thinking, goodness, they're not actually taught the real basics around, you know, when you want to buy something, if you're going to put that on a loan, that can impact, you know, your future and wanting to be able to purchase a home or, you know, those types of things. And so I do think these new regimes, yes, while it will hamstring buyers, but what we've also got to remember is that if someone has got a house that they're willing to sell, they're going to now have to rethink about what they're going to be asking to be able to sell that house for, because the reality of it is there's only so much money available now and there is a ceiling. at that 6x household income. So, you know, what it probably will do is we'll start to see that the first home buyer or the more cost-effective end of the market come down a bit because sellers are going to have to reset their expectations because of these rules as well. So it's not. I would encourage you to not get too worried about it from a buyer's perspective, but sellers also need to think about it as well because, yeah, as we said, there's now a bit of a ceiling on it, but that does mean that our people are not getting into unmanageable debt, which is really what we don't want.
Is it a one-size-fits-all from the RBNZ? Obviously, the Māori model is slightly different to the mainstream model. Is that accommodated here, or is a buck, irrespective of who's got it, as far as RBNZ's policies are concerned?
To be honest, I'm actually from realestate.co.nz, but I understand that it is a one-size-fits-all within reason. So these debt-to-income ratios, or what they are called in the media, you might hear DTIs. So they are for, there is still a little bit of wiggle room. There's about 20% of lending that a bank can do that are outside of these. So they might look at a different situation and go, actually, you know, this person is not as risky, so we're happy to maybe make it 7x income or 8x income, but that's at the discretion of the financial lender, which would be your local bank or your lender.
Yeah, it's such an important part of New Zealand life, isn't it, Vanessa? Because of the way we as a nation invest in real estate, it's not the same all across the world, but it is. It is the way it rolls in our country. Still a good time for young Māori couples who have ambition to get on the property ladder to have a play at that, do you think?
Absolutely. And what I would say is that we have one of the highest home ownership rates in the world, which is phenomenal. Over 62% of people in this wonderful country of ours do own their own home. And I encourage anyone out there listening, thinking, I don't know if this is going to work for me. It absolutely will. Go and talk to people who've your whānau have done it before. Go and talk to your local real estate agent. Chat to your bank as well and find out what you need to do because there's absolutely an opportunity for everybody in every market. You just need to keep asking those questions, gather up your information, and you will absolutely get there.
Yeah, it's sort of flatlining at the moment, isn't it? We had that sort of boom and then the market slumped and now it's sort of flatlining, but ultimately it will right itself. So as far as a long-term investment, I guess it's hard to beat real estate.
Absolutely, and it not only gives you a roof over your head, but it gives you financial stability. We typically see houses double every 10 years, so if you have the ability to hold on to it for that 10-year period, you are going to see a double, which is capital gains there. Gives you and your whānau stability in the market as well, and yeah, it's really hard to beat property, especially because it's bricks and mortar, right? You can see it, you can smell it, you can feel it. It's a great investment.
Tēnā koe. Thanks for shedding some light on what's going on there, Vanessa. Appreciate you spending some time with us. How will these new DTI ratios, just to wrap up, impact our peeps? I mean, which districts are going to be hardest hit and will any be immune to the changes?
I think probably Auckland has got a bit of challenges. If you look at Waiheke Island, you need about $250,000 household income there. Similar in Queenstown. However, as I said, the beautiful Kōwero, around 57,000 total income. Timaru, 77,000. What else have we got here? We've got Christchurch City, 95,000. So that's in a major metro here in New Zealand. And, you know, that's less than $100,000 of total household income. So there's certainly opportunities out there for people to find their home and, you know, their place to call their own.
Tēnā koe, been nice having a talk with you. Thanks very much, Vanessa. All the best to you and your whānau going forward. And thank you for joining us on Pākehi. Tēnā koe.
Nā mihi.
Tēnā koe. Vanessa Williams joining us there, Vanessa.